It's October 2017, and once again, it's time for Parliament's Committee on Economics to put the CEOs of Australia's four biggest banks in the hot seat and ask them the tricky questions. In the face of an unending parade of bank scandals, the opposition has called for a royal commission into the banks.
I'm not against banks. I just don't think they need a $7.4 billion budget transfer to their bottom line to make more profit.
The Turnbull government has tried to convince us that the now six-monthly parliamentary hearings are enough to pull the banks into line. Will the banks take this seriously? Probably not, and here's the five reasons why. Number one, the government is hiring the big four banks. Over the last 5 years alone, the federal government has awarded contracts to the banks that will net them millions of dollars. $4.4 million for ANZ, $4.5 million for NAB, and $30 million for Westpac, and a whopping $80 million to the Commonwealth Bank. Number two, government is stoking the bank's PR. The federal government has helped to plug the bank's brand in its education and foreign aid arms. ANZ, CBA, and NAB are even corporate sponsors of the Australian War Memorial. In 2014 and 2015, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade signed MOUs with Westpac and ANZ to help bank the unbanked overseas. DFAT even gave ANZ $500,000 for financial inclusion in the Solomon Islands. In layperson terms, that means paying the bank to recruit more customers. Consumer Advocate Choice has also criticised the banks paying school kickbacks in order to flog their products. Under the guise of financial education, CBA's Dolomites program signs up primary schools for bank accounts. The school gets a $5 finder's fee for each account. Choice says that in 2016, the CBA paid out $2.3 million in kickbacks to schools. Number three, the Australian government is a huge investor in the big four banks. Australia's Future Fund's three biggest investments are in the Commonwealth Bank, Westpac and ANZ, with National Australia Bank rounding out the top five. The Australian government has a $2.3 billion bet that the banks will do just fine. Number four, there is a constant revolving door between politicians and the banks. In 2016, both major political parties stopped taking political donations from the banks. That is, after the Coalition took a final $352,000 in funds that year, and the ALP cleared $310,000.
Darling fascist bully boy, give me some more money, you bastard. May the seed of your loin be fruitful in the belly of your woman. Neil.
But banks and pollies are creative folk when it comes to finding ways to use cold hard cash to carry favour with political insiders, particularly through the long-held tradition of giving bloated salaries to political party bigwigs and their advisers. The upper ranks of the banks and their lobbyists are littered with former political advisers, party bigwigs and members of government boards. For example, the head of the National Bank Board, Kenneth Henry, was special advisor to Labor Prime Minister Julia Gillard. The private sector regulator ASIC even has bankers sitting on its advisory committees. Board members have cycled to and from the Future Fund through ANZ, Westpac and CBA. Number five, Australian banks are above the law. Australia's big four banks have been embroiled in approximately 16 separate scandals over the last 4 years.
So here you've got Bill, who wants to be Prime Minister of Australia, who says you should line the banks up as though they're accused of a crime, as though they're all criminals. Now, I believe, well, let me just say to you.
I think there is some sentiment in the room that the banks aren't necessarily squeaky clean.
If you believe the media, our banks have tried to manipulate the entire Malaysian currency, defrauded sick people out of the potentially life-saving medical insurance payouts, and ignored rampant money laundering. While our justice system seems adept at putting Aboriginal women in jail for unpaid speeding fines, we just can't seem to find a way to lock up white-collar criminals. If the toughest thing elected officials can do is interrupt the schedule of CEOs for a couple of hours twice a year and ask them some questions, it's no surprise the banks aren't taking any of this seriously. Research by Shona Hawkes. Statistics from Austender, the Future Fund, Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Choice and the Australian Electoral Commission. Audio taken from Q&A, Sky News and The Young Ones. Music by ABBA. You are listening to Brisbane Line on 4ZZZ.